It's here and now.
So guys, when we go back, we're going to do that same section again. And if we can do the lift this time, we'll try to get camera.
Yesterday, Here and Now's Karen Miller-Medson spent the day at the Rogers Theater in New York as Lin-Manuel Miranda rehearsed the cast of Hamilton for a live performance from New York during the Grammys. It went off without a hitch. And the world's going to know your
name. What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton.
The musical about Alexander Hamilton and the Founding Fathers was also up for Best Musical Theater Album. And yesterday, Karen asked Lin-Manuel, the star and creator, this question.
Are you going to rap your acceptance if you win tonight?
We write music, we write songs to tell the story, whether you're King, Kendrick, or Janine Tesori. I'm sorry if I start...
He did win, he did rap, as he wrapped up another Bafo night. Lin-Manuel Miranda is a superstar of the American stage by any measure. His musical In the Heights debuted on Broadway in 2008, Hamilton in 2015. He's now won 2 Grammys, a Tony, and the MacArthur Genius Award. Here's more of Karen's visit as he prepared for Grammy night.
During downtimes in the rehearsal, the actors, including Lin-Manuel, got a little punchy, mostly at our expense.
Guys, NPR is recording us, so don't say anything you wouldn't want your cool aunt to say.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Lin? Can you say that?
Join me this week at Hamilton.
Those moments didn't last long, though, and it's clear that Miranda and the rest of the cast, who've been performing this number nearly daily, even twice daily, for over a year, are perfectionists. They start over and over. During the quick break, I sat down with Miranda in his dressing room, and I stress quick, because the overhead calls to return to stage were relentless. He started with a unique sound check.
Hello, 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 keep it in the green and not in the red. Good?
Yeah, that's perfect. So you're just a few hours from your first televised performance of a number in Hamilton. It happens to be the Grammys, and there's going to be 30 million people watching. Best night ever?
Yeah, and what's really exciting is the home court advantage of getting to do our show where we do our show every night. So we're performing the opening number from our musical, and there's no respacing for a different stage or a different size audience. We're doing what we do, and that's really exciting, and that never happens. So we're really grateful to the people at the Grammys for making this happen.
Yeah, and it's not really a standard thing, right? It's only the 8th time in 58 years that a Broadway show goes on. Last time was 6 years ago. The other performers are Kendrick Lamar, The Weeknd, Lady Gaga. How does your music fit into that mix?
Well, it's music. well, I'm fans of all those people, actually, so that's a really lovely list to be in. But it's been an amazing year in music. I've listened to all of those albums of the artists you just listed a lot. So it's wonderful that musical theater is being invited to the Cool Kids table.
And talking about Cool Kids, LL Cool J is hosting. Now, I'm told that at one point you were going to include a reference to his music into a song called Say No to This in Hamilton, and then you didn't. And tonight it sort of comes full circle, right? Because you're going to be performing on the same stage as him and he's going to be listening to your music. So how does it feel to have the people who inspired you listening to you?
Well, that's been the most surreal part of the process. This show is such a love letter to musical theater and a love letter to hip hop. And to have the artists who have inspired me for generations at this point, in the case of LL Cool J, literally generations. I mean, I Need Love came out in, 1987 or something? To have those people getting to...
Ladies and gentlemen, you have 5 minutes left on your break, and I will need you on stage, ready to go.
Having those people get a glimpse of the show is really beyond dreams come true moment.
So hip-hop isn't the standard Broadway music, right? And you've incorporated this nearly all-minority cast, rapping, hip-hopping. This is about guys who wore powdered wigs. They wrote the Federalist Papers. How does it work? Why does it work?
Well, the casting, it's not minorities. Your piece is going to be dated in about 5 years when we're the majority. So you might want to say people of color. But the score is really a hip-hop and R&B influenced score. Our cast reflects that genre of music. Tommy Kail, our director, was very smart. He wanted to eliminate any distance between Alexander Hamilton's story and a contemporary audience. And I think our casting and our music all help to eliminate that distance. You see them as flawed, brilliant people, and all of that helps with making the story speak to you directly today.
So speaking of speaking directly to, Hamilton feels current in a way that's not only music, it's also politics. It feels like some of the songs were stolen from the script of the presidential primaries. You've got lines about immigration. The first lines of the show are about an immigrant. You have a line in there that's, immigrants, we get the job done. How does immigration figure into this show? What does it mean to you?
Well, Hamilton is, on a certain level, he's the first proto-immigrant story. He is local boy, comes from Caribbean, works harder than everybody else, makes good. I think it's a very important reminder that the people who have helped build this country and make it what it is often have come from somewhere else. It's the renewable life source and blood source that makes our country great.
And of course, immigration is not the only political punch. In the election of 1800, that could easily be talking about the election of 2016.
Talk less, smile more, don't let them know what you're against or what you're for.
Are there lessons from the election of 1800 for voters of 2016? What are the lessons from Hamilton?
Well, here's the thing. Every election is a remix of the one before. So it only feels contemporary because we've been fighting about the same things for 200 some odd years. The election of 1800 was the first contemporary election. It was even more ugly and even more bitter than what we're seeing today. I know that sounds crazy, but 'twas ever thus. And actually, that gives me hope as an American. It means we haven't fallen from grace. You know, you had Adams and Jefferson calling each other hermaphrodite and one accusing the other of being dead and hoping news would travel quickly to win the election. I mean, it got dirty right away. It's always been a really elbow-throwing time in our American every 4 years or so. So that's that gives me hope as an American because 'twas ever thus.
And you've also got the backroom happenings. You've got the room where it happens. Tell me, what is the room where it happens in Hamilton?
No one really knows how the game is played. The art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens. But no one else is in the room where it happens.
The room where it happens in our show specifically is when Hamilton struck a deal with Jefferson and Madison to get votes for his debt plan and First National Bank passed in Congress in exchange for trading away the capital of the country. Most of the most important things that happen that affect our lives as Americans happen in a back room somewhere. This song is a reflection of that, and we're led into some of the process, but not nearly all of it.
So you've reimagined the founding fathers as, well, you said not to use minority, so I'll say people of color. The story's current, the music's current. But the problem for a lot of people is...
Please don't leave your places right now. If you're not there, please make your way as fast as possible to the stage. We're starting.
Gotta go.
And suddenly, mid-question, Lin-Manuel Miranda was gone, back on stage. Graciously, he agreed to meet back with me during his next break, where we continued, this time with a 3-minute time limit and his characteristic sound check.
Hello, 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 just you wait, Alexander Hamilton.
So you've reimagined the founding fathers as people of color. The story's current, the music's current. But some of the people who are your target audience can't afford to come and see it. Does that make it less of a populist show?
Well, that's true of every theater show that exists. Part of the magic of theater is that people are, like we just said, in the room where it happens. And the simple laws of supply and demand have made this a tough ticket. My responsibility is, honestly, it's to try to get as many kids to the show as possible. That's always something that's been our mission statement. So to that end, we've got 20,000 students coming through an amazing grant from the Rockefeller Foundation to dedicated Wednesday matinees over the course of this year. We are continuing that with our tour stops in Chicago and in San Francisco when we launched those tours. You know, you have to get advice from Aaron Burr on this particular score, which is just you wait. You're going to have to wait for it. But I think with good luck and the way we've been selling, we're going to be around a while, and that makes me really happy.
And how significant is it to you that it is such a popular show? I mean, the Oscars have been running with a hashtag, Oscars so white, but that doesn't seem true for the Grammys. What does that mean to you?
You have 5 minutes left on your break.
Well, first of all, I'm thrilled to be in a season as extraordinary and diverse as this one. On Your Feet, Allegiance, Shuffle Along, Color Purple. It's been an extraordinary year for diversity on Broadway. But that being said, that's all an accident of timing. Last year's Tonys were just as white as this year's Oscars are. It's 3 theater owners and 40-some-odd theaters, and that's all a combination of luck and what's ready and what's in the pipeline. So don't pat yourself on the backs too hard, Broadway. It's all about what comes in a given year, and you know, I'm really excited that we're a part of the season.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder by being a
Karen Miller Medson squeezing in a conversation with Lin-Manuel Miranda, who had invited us to yesterday's dress rehearsal before last night's live Grammy performance. The show won for Best Musical Theater Album. For pictures, go to hearandnow.org.
Struggled and kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or